Proverbs chapter 16. I felt like I rushed through the final lesson last Sunday. I probably didn't need to, but I want to just revisit that very, very quickly this morning. It's out of chapter 17 and verse number 2. Chapter 17 and verse number 2, where the Bible says, "A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren." A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. And what we said in our 100 lessons on wisdom out of the book of Proverbs, lesson 54, living life wisely results in opportunities for influence and honor. This is exactly what this verse is talking about. Now, this verse referring specifically to the old Jewish culture, I think probably still practiced to this day in some cases, where you've got the actual children born to the Jewish parent, the Jewish dad, and then you've got the servants in the household, okay? And I'm not going to revisit the entire thing because it'll take me too long. But just by way of review, here you've got the son born to the dad. The son's been given full rights and privileges. I mean, he's in the family, okay? But he's not been given full rights and privileges until he's 12 years of age, until he's adopted into the family with full rights and privileges. In the meantime, he's really no different than the servant, than one of the good servants who works hard, is honest, like an Eleazar in Abraham's household. Abraham trusted Eleazar enough to send Eleazar to look for a wife for his son. You send somebody out to look for a wife for your son, you trust him pretty implicitly, okay? So that's the type of servant Eleazar was. Good man, honest, loyal, faithful, all right? Now, so let's say the son grows up. He's adopted in the family. And let's say he's lazy, has no character. He wastes everything his dad has for him. He's not learned anything. He's not learned how to be a faithful, loyal worker, a hard worker, character issues in his life. And this servant over here, on the other hand, has character. He's honest, he's prompt, he's faithful, he's loyal. The Bible says that a wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame. Let's say this son grows up and brings shame to his daddy's name. The wise man said if a servant sometimes can move into the place of honor and to the place of influence that the son would have if the son had any character, if he had any wisdom, okay? That's what the verse is teaching here. Now, spiritually speaking, okay, I made the analogy last week that some people are in our church are born into Christianity. Now, don't read me wrong. I'm not saying they're born into salvation, but they're born into a Christian home. They're born into going to church. They're born into the Bible being read in their home. They're born into prayer being said at the meals. Okay, they're born into parents who watch over the home a little bit and try to keep evil influences away and so forth and so on. They're taking the toddler Sunday school and vacation Bible school, and they know all the stories in the Bible by the time they're 8, 9, 10 years of age, okay? They're born into it. We got other folks in our church here who came to salvation later in life. They didn't have saved moms and dads. They weren't brought up in Christian families. They weren't taken to a Bible-preaching church, okay? They didn't know the Bible stories. They knew nothing about the Holy Spirit. I remember teaching a lesson on the Trinity one Wednesday night, and a man in his late 40s, probably 50s, he's a little older than me, you know, who at that time was new to our church, was just absolutely amazed at the teaching of the Trinity, how that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, these three are one. And, you know, we take those things for granted. The people that are born in the Christian homes learn that from the time they're 7, 8 years of age. Other people don't know that. And so he was just absolutely amazed. Told me afterwards. He said, I didn't understand all that. And he's in his 50s. Okay? I'm not making light of that. Here's a person saved later in life. Now, automatically you look at that and you think, well, boy, oh boy. You know, the person reared up in church, knows all the Bible stories, understands a lot of the doctrine. Man, they got the potential to be blessed. God's touch on their life. This person's going to have to go several years before they can catch up to this person. Not so. Not so. Truth of the matter is, a lot of times folks who grow up in the Christian faith waste it. They waste it. Okay? They don't practice what they were taught. They don't live by biblical principles. The world's appealing to them. They got to go out and try it for themselves. They waste what they've been given. Here's a person saved late in life, takes off running, does the best they can to live by the Bible principles that they know, starts learning the Bible stories. You know what? A wise servant, the one that came into the family late, maybe, will have rule over a son that bringeth shame. Okay? There's a lot of Christian blue bloods across the country today that don't have the hand of God on them, and they should have. They should have. They were brought up in it. They were taught up in it. They were introduced to it. For whatever reason, they're away from it today. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame. Other men, other ladies, saved later in life and took off running, on doing the best they could with the Word of God, learned to live by it. God's blessing is all over them. Amen. So that's the way it is. A wise servant shall have a rule over a son that causeth shame. So living life wisely results in opportunities for influence and honor. Now, you may be a blue blood. You may be born into the Christian faith. I'm not talking about born into salvation. Nobody's born into salvation. Okay? I mean, you came to salvation at an early age, reared in a Christian home. Or you may have come to salvation later in life. Okay? Friend, I'm going to tell you what. God makes no difference. You start out living for God, and you'll have His blessings. Amen? You'll have those opportunities and so forth. So that's the point I wanted to make last week. And I wanted to revisit that just briefly. Okay, now, verse number 10. Of chapter 17, lesson 55, verse number 10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. That's quite a verse, isn't it? A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Now, we've visited this a little bit in previous lessons, the contrast between the wise man and the fool, okay? But look at lesson number 55. Living life wisely is a much happier and easier way to live. It's a much happier and easier way to live. Not only does it get you God's blessings, not only does it get you God's hand on your life, it's easier. It's happier. It's a much better life than living by foolish principles, okay? Living by wise principles, living according to wisdom, is a much happier and easier way to live. A contrast between the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man avoids the difficulty of stripes because he's learned to receive reproof. Reproof is verbal correction, verbal instruction. You get reproved verbally. The wise man takes it. You don't have to beat it into him, okay? He receives it verbally. The fool doesn't learn. He encounters the difficulties because he has not learned to receive reproof. And a word of verbal instruction, a word of verbal correction enters into a wise man quicker than 100 stripes beating it into a fool. Now, you know, the truth of the matter is, there is an easier and happier way to live as a child of God. It is the way of wisdom, which results in receiving and learning lessons the first time we encounter them, as we are taught verbally. Okay, by a Sunday school teacher, by a pastor, by a visiting speaker. Your children hopefully will learn to receive reproof from you. Verbal instruction, verbal correction. If they don't receive that, you got to take it a step further. Okay, that's biblical. There's a right way to do that. All right, there's a right way to do that. But boy, oh boy, how much better it is for the kids if they would learn to listen. Learn to listen to mom and dad. Learn to listen to reproof. Learn to listen to instruction. And the difference is a wise person and a foolish person. The contrast. The wise person takes it in verbally. Foolish person, you can't beat it into them. You can't beat it. I mean, just absolutely, it's impossible. There is a difficult and a hard way to live as a child of God. It is the way of foolishness, which results in having to learn lessons over and over and over and over again. The hard way. I'm working with a college student right now who just, I told him the other day, I said, friend, I said, you're not learning. You're not learning. God's trying to teach you and you're failing. You're just not learning. I mean, it's lick after lick after lick after lick after lick. This poor person's life. Lick after lick after lick. You're not learning. You got to be different. You got to learn. And there's some specific areas in his life that he needs to get straightened out. Specific areas. I've visited with him about it. Here he comes. How many times? Another time to the office. What have you done about this? Have you done? No, I haven't. Ah, you're not going to get past this until you get this straightened out. And, you know, I told him that months ago. But it's not getting in. And so God's licking him. And God's licking him. And God's licking him. And it's not getting in. And I'm trying to verbally tell him, and God's licking him, and God's licking him, and God's licking him. You say, God does, yes, God does do that. He chastises us. We talked about that on a Wednesday night. If you're a believer, if you're in the family, God chastises his children. So when you live foolishly. And so this is what I'm saying here. This is true about our children. If we could get them to understand the importance of receiving instruction, that's why you need to start early. Start early. Folks, if all you're doing is if all you're doing is physical punishment and you're not teaching, you're not doing the entire job. You've got to teach. Okay? You've got to instruct. We've been here on this subject before, and we need to visit it again, because most of you folks' kids are real small. The temptation when they misbehave is to jerk them up and deal with them physically. If we're doing that in the right way, the proper way, the biblical way, the right way, the proper way, the biblical way. Amen. I'm talking about biblical. Okay, regardless of what the world says, biblical way. But I am for teaching those kids. Teaching them. First, teach them, instruct them. You know, and hopefully you prevent that. The wise person receives it. Foolish person, you can't hardly beat it into their head with 100 stripes into it. It won't go into a foolish person. After 100 stripes. Now, you know what? And it's, you know, immediately I think back to our 6 kids and I think, okay, you know, I had kids like that. I had kids that I could speak to and they got it. Then I had kids that didn't get it. But listen to me. You keep working with them. Kids grow up. Kids grow up. Kids grow up and they get mature a little bit. And sometimes, and they start learning. Some are slow. Some are slow learners. But then, you keep working with them. I remember, I can tell you the man's name here in the church. And he came, and boy, just having a terrible time. Just not learning. I said, just be gentle, be consistent, teach and discipline, and pray. And he'd come back. It's not working. I mean, almost in tears, man. Just, it's not working. Be consistent. Be gentle. Discipline. Teach. Pray. And now, upper level elementary child, really good. It just, you know, and everything's smoothed out. They'll learn. You be consistent, and they'll learn. Some pick it up slower than others. It's temperament, personality, but they'll learn. They will learn. I had a good time. I tell you, I love the kids. I did something I never have done. In all the years we had a school, I cooked at the school picnic this past Thursday. We had a school picnic, and I grilled the hamburgers and hot dogs for them. And then Brother Don took off with all the high school kids to play softball. I took the elementary boys. We had a time. We played softball, and then we went on a hike and went down the river and skipped rocks and got muddy and found spiders and leeches. And then I could hear, off in the distance, I could hear a bunch of the girls walking down the road. I said, boys, do y'all want to scare the girls? So we went through the woods. Brian have poison ivy? Oh, he was, yeah. Oh, he was into it. I had to pump Brian up. He was into it, yeah. But I was just concerned about the poison ivy. But I didn't get it. If I don't get it, I see it, I get it. We were walking like, you know, we pretend we were in the jungle, you know, walking through the weeds. We got right up by the road. And here came a group, a Mary was in the group. Mary was in there, and Andrea Velez, and was Emma in that bunch? Oh, we did it twice. We did it twice. So we, I said, 1, 2, 3, now. Ah, it came out. Andrea Velez jumped a foot in the air. Oh, goodness. And that time. Oh, we had a good time. And, you know, I was impressed with how many of those boys said, yes, sir, no, sir. I was impressed with their politeness. I really was. Now, they're ornery. That's okay. That's okay. It doesn't bother me in the least. Okay? They threw rocks at the geese. I had to tell them to stop throwing rocks at the geese. You know, PETA out at the state park, you know, and they come back. Before I could get there, they were throwing rocks at the geese. And I boys, stop throwing rocks at the geese. So, but that's boys. I was glad to see it. Man, they lost their shoes. They got muddy. This has nothing to do with my lesson whatsoever. But yet it does. I am impressed. I'm impressed with what I see in some of the homes, in many of the homes. And a lot of you folks have young children, not even school age yet. You stay consistent. You love them incredibly. And you teach them. And you be consistent. And they'll learn. Now, some will learn faster than others. But they will learn. They will learn. Okay? They'll do it. You stay at it. Be faithful. God will help you. All right.